Hello and welcome to something dark and disturbed and twisted called the Tall Gray Podcast. You've just clicked on something you'll definitely regret and remember for the rest of your life. On this podcast, we get into everything conspiracy theory, cryptozoology, paranormal experiences, and stories. And lastly, but definitely not least, true crime. Sitting across from me, as always, is my cohort, the man, the myth, the legend, David Gray, part of the Tall Gray. Before I get to him, my name is Elliot. I had to put that in there.
Hey, Elliot. How's it going?
Great, dude. How are you?
Good, good.
So, it's been a while.
It has been a while.
We're blowing off the dust.
Yeah, we're going to...
You feel good about it?
Just like riding a bike, right?
Absolutely. You never forget how.
That's
or a heart
it.
Transplant. Yeah. Never forget how.
But we got a big story for
big,
this one.
Big story, this one.
It touches on all the conspiracy topics.
Absolutely. Like, this is like cocaine for a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, yeah.
Even a casual surface dweller.
Yeah.
This is high-level drug use.
For sure. It even percolated up to... like normie tears of fame last year when it happened, right? Like everybody was talking about it, even people who don't usually talk about it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of history on it that we're gonna get into.
Yeah,
it's just because of the resolution of it, if you want to call it a resolution.
Well,
okay, we gotta stop talking about it so much and just say what the hell it is. It's the death of Jeffrey Epstein.
Right, right, and it touches on everything.
I'm excited, man.
Yeah, well, why don't you start us off and tell us who Jeffrey Epstein is?
We should probably introduce our tech.
Oh,
our
yeah.
Tech first.
Carrie's here too, eh?
Faithful Beast, Barbara Gordon. Yes, she is here, as per the usual. Still with us. Carrie.
Hi.
All right, great. So, yeah, let's get to it. And as we said before, loosey-goosey, baby. Loosey-goosey. I'll just let it flow. Fuck structure.
All right, tell us who Epstein was.
You tell us who Epstein is.
Okay, well, he was a super well-connected financier.
His past is weird itself, isn't it? Like, no one knows his origin, really. Like, where did this guy come from? Do you know what year he was born?
I don't know off the top of my head. I could... slam the
why are you smiling?
Well, it seems like a
you want to look it up
biographical detail that maybe I should have noted down when I was
I know me too who
but
cares
where,
when
I
he
mean,
was born who cares what year probably in the 70s
so he was already
he's a boomer
working in the 70s right so like
boomer
he was involved in like financial shit.
Boomer.
Yeah, so...
okay, boomer.
I guess he probably was a boomer.
Man, I love
I
saying
know.
That.
How old was he when he died? Probably
yeah,
in his
I don't
50s,
even know that.
I think, right?
Yeah.
Was he in his 50s?
Yeah.
Later 50s?
Yeah.
Like, he got a white head of hair.
Yeah.
So, when do you... you know...
but,
I was going to ask, when do you start getting that, but I...
I got it right away.
Yeah, I know.
That's the gray part. My pseudonym that apparently I have now.
The grayinator.
So am I meant to call you Elliot Tall if I'm...
All right.
All right, whatever.
That's kind of lame, but well, like David Gray sounds cooler.
All right, well, all right.
The grayinator. The gray walrus.
No, we've already gone off the track here. So...
what year was he born, though?
All right.
Let's look that up.
Oh, okay.
Because that was something that I heard from a lot of people that I listened to over this past week, was his origin story is shady in itself. No one knows how this guy, where this guy came from.
Well, so he moved from being a teacher at some prestigious school, which he like lied his way into that job because he said that he had some degree that he never got. So he wasn't qualified for this teaching job that he had.
Really, eh?
And then...
Was it to teach how young a kid's...
Oh, was he teaching kids? I think it was like a high school level. Oh, he's a high school teacher?
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
All right.
Yeah, for teens.
So he lied to get that job? Oh, he said he had like a teaching degree and he never did?
He said that he had some like big time degree from like a prestigious Ivy League school, which he never actually had.
And I guess whoever was doing his... Yeah, okay. And whoever was doing his interview was like, all right, well, if you say it, it must be true. Who would lie about that?
Okay, speaking of who was doing his interview, do you know who hired him onto the school there? Donald Barr. So, current Attorney General William Barr's father was the person who hired him at this school.
Attorney General?
Yeah, Bill Barr.
No.
You don't know who I'm talking about. Bills? He might come up a couple times, so...
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And there's a whole bunch of stuff with Donald Barr, because he wrote a weird book that involved sex and...
Is this getting too far ahead if I ask, was he hand-picked? Like, he's already being groomed for maybe not what he's going to do, which is to be a child sex trafficker, like a major one. But he's already being groomed to be a guy that does favors for elites or high-ranking political figures or...
Right, so even straight away in his teaching career, like, this school is, like, for elites, right? It's not, like...
The school that he taught at?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really? Called the Dalton School. It's in Manhattan.
That's his home base, man. Which became his home base.
So, like, just think of it. Like, Donald Barr... is William Barr's father. You're already seeing, like... elite circles, right? Like, these are, like, connected people.
Mm-hmm.
Big, like, rich people. So, yeah, he moves from that school into working in finances. How that works, I don't know. I mean, he moves because somebody came into the school, like, a parent or like, through the school, he got connected with somebody at Bear Stearns, and that's how he got into, like, financial shit, right? So that's what he did for the rest of his professional career was financial stuff.
He's getting used to just not doing any work for the position that he has. He just gets into it by lying or by word of mouth kind of thing. Like, oh, yeah, I know Jeffrey Epstein. He's all right. He's a good guy. Well, he's not really qualified. Well, fuck it. Let's put him in there.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. I know him.
It seems like that he had a way of...
was it him,
working
though?
Social... Well, I don't know. Maybe...
Like, are there any interviews of Jeffrey Epstein speaking? Does anyone know what he sounds like?
Oh, I'm sure there must be.
Have you found any? I didn't think to look. But now I'm it's something I wondered on the ride over here, actually. But okay. Like, what is he, a beta male? I wonder if he's alpha, like, has alpha traits. Cuz I do put some level of notice on how the person sounds.
Oh, I see.
What's your auditory level like? What's your voice sound like? Do you sound like, like, kind of a wiener? You got a wiener voice, or?
Well, I mean, you got to figure that this guy, like, was running in, like, big time social circles, right? So, and getting, like, tons of money thrown his way by people. So,
why?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe he has the gift of the gab, or had.
Maybe.
All right,
so we'll just say that he's got a moderately masculine voice to be able to be cutting out deals like that. Why are you smiling? It sounds ridiculous.
I don't know where you're going with, like, how
I
want to
know what he sounds like.
Is.
I want to know what he sounds like. That's it.
Oh, all right. Well, at some point we'll...
And I wondered that. I was like, are there any interviews of Jeffrey Epstein?
There must be.
But
why would there be an interview? What's the point of interviewing him? Wasn't he kind of a guy who was behind the curtain? He was behind the scenes kind of guy?
Well, I mean, there's a little bit of that, but he was well known enough as a socialite to be newsworthy. It's sort of like just on the edge, right? Like, because you're talking about somebody who's super wealthy and connected, but also when after the sex stuff, people were trying to put out articles about him, and they would get told by editors, like, oh, who even knows who Jeffrey Epstein is, right? So there's a little bit of, like, behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
Like, because he's not a movie star, he's not
right
famous in that
way. He would
way,
be known but, to the common people, too.
But he was known in, yeah, not in common, but in elite circles, for
okay.
sure.
Okay, I get you.
Yeah. That's yeah. why you see videos sense. Of him hanging out at Mar-a-Lago with Trump and
all
stuff right. like
that,
right?
That makes sense. Thank God we got a logical answer out of David.
Yeah, so just to, like, bury all the biological, or biological, biographical shit about Epstein. So, for his business career, so he was, like, a big financial guy, right?
Mm.
So he was involved in, what they call a repurchase agreement loan or repurchase agreements, which is like some sort of, I don't know,
yeah.
financial bullshit that apparently caused the or had a hand in causing the 2007 financial crisis. So this is how people like the company that he was president of, which was mostly owned by Bear Stearns, was like crashing.
Bear Stearns.
Bear Stearns.
Okay. I see where we're going now.
Yeah.
Just keep that in your back pocket. Keep okay. that name in your back pocket.
So that was his financial shit. Where are we at?
All right. So I'm curious, how did you hear about this death of Jeffrey Epstein?
I probably saw it on a poll. Which is where it was first reported, right? 4chan .com/
yeah.
poll, the politically incorrect
first
poll.
Ever place, eh?
Well, that's where it was. Yeah, so apparently there was somebody on the scene who, I think they were a medical person because they described the medical treatment that he received when he died. So they went on to the forums where.
Mm-hmm.
The board said poll and posted up like, oh, Jeffrey Epstein's dead, right?
Yeah. I heard about the death of Jeffrey Epstein and even going back from that when he was actually arrested for child sex trafficking crimes from a guy named Nick Fuentes who did a lot of research on it. And I got that from him, that his origin story is very cloudy, very sketch.
Right.
So... Well, we could fact check that later.
I mean, there's all sorts of like.
I guess it doesn't matter that
you
much.
Can go into with him all along his whole life. Like he really intersects with like so much like conspiracy craziness. Like,
I know, man. This guy just seemed born to do this. He was born to be on InfoWars somewhere, or you know, he's like the Brad Pitt for. InfoWars, but if you're like People Magazine, do you know what I mean? Like anyone that can say anything about him or get a picture of him or any kind of publicity on him, yeah, dude, you gotta grab it because Epstein. See what I'm saying? See my point? I'm just saying that he like I said, he's like the Brad Pitt from People Magazine. He's one of the biggest conspiracy guys ever. Right up there with, like, Rothschilds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, that was the biggest conspiracy story in a long time. Because people have been talking
the
about
the... arrest of Jeffrey Epstein or the death of him?
Well, especially the death, but the arrest was big time, too. The death, because it was so, like, just... Well, maybe we should talk about... how he died for anybody who doesn't know.
Let's talk about what he did first and the kind of shit that he was responsible for.
All right, well,
so I wonder when he got into the, well, I don't know. When did he get into being a child sex trafficker. When did the islands start going?
I don't know. And actually, so the indictment that he eventually was like charged with was only about crimes committed between like 2002 and 2005, right? And they were mostly to do with stuff that was happening in his mansion in New York and in Palm Beach.
Yeah. That's where that dude, Prince Andrew, I'll name drop that guy right now.
Right.
He was in that mansion in Manhattan. There's video of him talking to what we can presume is an underage girl.
Right.
Jeffrey Epstein rolls up in, I think, a limousine, gets out with this girl, goes up, and then the door opens, and it's Prince Andrew in the door, and he pokes his head out. And Jeffrey's like, yeah, you doing all right, man? Here you go. Here's your package. And then the guy's like, thanks a lot. And was that what they were questioning him about on that BBC interview? Like, was this the chick who rubbed your feet?
Yeah, so
getting too jumpy?
I don't know if I've seen this video, but definitely one of...
I haven't seen the video either. I've seen pictures of the video. Just right, still frames.
There's pictures of...
But if you want to find it, you can find it. It's not that hard to find.
Yeah, yeah. The woman who accused Andrews of the, you know, having sex with her when she was underage. That was what that particular interview you were talking about was. The one where he...
Yeah, that was her. There's also a picture of him with his arm around her. And another person who, again, name drop, Jillian Maxwell. She's in that photograph as well.
Yeah.
You seen that picture where he's got his arm around? Yeah, you seen it, Carrie? Was that the chick they were talking about in the interview? Like, this girl here, did she rub your feet? Because she says she did. After you knew that Epstein had these child sex trafficking allegations against him. And you were hanging out in his mansion. And she said that she rubbed your feet. Oh, so okay. What the what? And he's like, do you want to say your PTSD sweat joke?
Do you want to see if I just play it and see if it comes up on the audio?
We'll play the first few minutes of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a couple minutes. So, yeah, it's 2 minutes. We don't have to hear the whole thing. So they're asking him about... so this is going to be Prince Andrew, and they're asking him... about accusations that he, you know, received or was introduced to a girl by Epstein and Maxwell, right?
The major thing is that he was hanging out with Epstein, and some people had just cut off all contact with him after, was it 2008 or 2009? Some big time... allegations or charges were coming against them, right, in the way of child sex trafficking.
Yeah, and so Prince Andrew is like one of those guys that like didn't immediately disavow him when he got charged with all these like child sex crimes, right?
Right.
There's That's other what people I'm like to. Bill Gates is like that too. Like Bill Gates was still hanging out with him after this
really
these charges.
Did he go to the island?
He might have. I don't know, but. Prince Andrew, he's like, oh yeah, I had to go to New York and meet with Epstein in person and go on a walk through the park and tell him like, oh, we can't hang out anymore because
who said that?
Prince Andrew. He couldn't just pick up the phone and be like, oh yeah, this is no good. You're charged with like child sex abuse, so we're done. He's like, oh no. I got to go in person and stay at his mansion in New York and go for a walk in the park and be like, you know, we can't hang out anymore, buddy, because bad optics.
Can you imagine some guy just being in an interrogation, some just, you know, Joe Blow arrested for some allegations like this against him. He's in an interrogation room with two like well-hardened detectives, and he starts saying stuff like that. Like, I said to my buddy who was accused of hooking people up with kids that they could fiddle with. I just told him, well, we can't talk anymore, and I decided I had to go stay at his place and go for a walk with him, and that's how I decided to tell him.
Right.
Detectives would be like, are you fucking joking? And they'd turn the screws on him. They'd have all these cop psychological games they could put on him. But because this is an aristocrat, right?
Yeah.
Let's play the video.
Oh, you want to? Okay. So
we did watch it before the recording. And actually before, like 2 minutes before the recording, we're talking about just the intro and maybe some things we should go over. And David goes, Elliot, one small thing. When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
What?
And I was like,
what the fuck?
Let's just start, you fucking idiot.
I'm just going to play the video.
I had to make one reference.
And you profusely sweating, and that she went on to have possibly.
There's a slight problem with the sweating, because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was. Oh, she? Yes. I didn't sweat at the time because I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at.
But who was that chick they were talking about?
Is that
I didn't write
Goofy, right? Oh.
Virginia Roberts was the one that Virginia was in the photo.
Oh, okay, Virginia Roberts.
It's very likely that she was a minor. Very likely. This girl who gave him a foot massage, and that's all we know, is that he has accepted a foot massage from her. And that's one of the major points. Yes, that's the exact picture that I saw. Who's that? Who's that girl?
That's Virginia Roberts, but all right, it's a married name, so she has a different name too.
That's the girl that we're talking about in this interview.
Okay.
I'm asking you.
She says that she had sex with Andrew, and she has pictures of pictures of them together.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh no, I never met this person." I think they tried to say that the pictures were fake, and
again, imagine some dickhead in talking to two detectives. And you say that those are fake.
Yeah, the pictures are fake, and he doesn't sweat.
Oh, like they're not even trying.
It's not just that he doesn't sweat. He didn't sweat then, but now he sweats now. But back then he didn't sweat.
Yeah.
So the story.
And this was just one of many guys, eh? That Epstein would hook up with children.
Yeah.
Children.
Yeah. So.
And how he gets them, I've heard, is we'll just go through a hypothetical scenario from what I'm thinking. So he's got the island. Now, I've had some thoughts about this island. Is it like a Bohemian Grove kind of setup? Like it's really nice and it's meant for partying?
So maybe if you want to, just for anybody who doesn't know, which island are you talking about? Talking about Little St.
The
James,
island,
right?
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, that's the name of the island. It's
what do you call it?
Little St. James is the name of the island.
He had multiple islands? He had more than one?
I don't think he had more. Well, who knows? But I don't think so. But it's in the U.S.
So when you ask me, what island am I talking about? I'm talking about the only island that there is.
Yeah, it's an island that Epstein owns. I just...
Well, does he own more than one? It serves that...
Yeah, I just mean, I don't know if we explain that he owns an island.
I thought you were going to say, explain what the Bohemian Grove is. And
well,
I don't know. I think most people
know
what that is.
Digression, right?
Like, eh?
Then we could go off on a whole tangent about the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, but the whole podcast is about conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of fits in. It definitely fits in the way that there is believed to be some sinister activity happening here, only for big-time bankers, like elites, like
right.
Big-time bankers, high-ranking politicians, CEOs. You mentioned Bill Gates.
Right.
celebrities, and it's believed that, child sex happens there. They get absolutely mashed in a way of, like, high drug use, boozed up, like nobody's business, like next level boozed up, to where you're going to die the next day. And they go and fuck kids late in the night.
Yeah, so you're right.
Like, that's believed to what's happened in the Bohemian Grove. There's no proof of that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's... Well, but they're probably...
But is that the same kind of setup in Epstein? Like, do they party hard?
Well, I see what you're saying. It is similar to Bohemian Grove in a lot of ways that, yeah, he would have elites to this island. And there's also, like Bohemian Grove, weird religious shit going on, apparently.
Really?
There's
on,
like,
the island?
Yeah, there's like a temple there.
I've seen that temple. It looks like a mosque. Like, it's got the dome.
Yeah, right.
Well, looks like a Jewish temple, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
I
mean, not really.
Like,
and I don't think...
I've heard people saying, like, it looks like the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem. And it's a...
What's the Dome of the Rock?
You've probably seen pictures of it. It's just like... Actually, when you think of a dome on a, like, mosque or whatever, that's probably what you're picturing in your mind.
Yeah.
But
that just a region in Israel?
Yeah, it's... I think it's... There's a mosque that's built on what they claim is the ruins of the temple or something like that.
All right, Dave.
I don't know.
Please, can we get off of this? Can we get on from this? We can't spend the entire podcast talking about Israel.
Well, we should talk about Israel. We do have to talk about Israel a little bit because the other part of Epstein is like...
I'm blinking at you. Watch your step now.
The other big part of Epstein's work was... Okay, so... He had this company where it was like, I don't know, I'm not using the right financial terms because I don't know anything about, like, markets or finances, but like...
Well, I do, but
like
you can go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so he managed finances for people who had over $1 billion, right?
All
right. Nobody knows who any of his clients were. It was really sketchy. The only client that people know is Les Wexner, the guy who... runs Victoria's Secret. So as far as we know, that's where all Epstein's money came from, was this dude, Les Wexner.
Okay.
Victoria's Secret, Bath and Body Works, Abercrombie and Fitch, all that shit.
Interesting.
It's L Brands. And so Wexner made him, like, his power of attorney, so he's, like, signing all sorts of documents for him, moving properties around. I think he signed the mortgage for his own mansion, the New York mansion, like shit like that.
Mansion he's got in Manhattan,
right.
New York City.
Right. So the reason I say it has to do with Israel is because Wexner also runs a foundation, which he put Epstein in charge of, called the Wexner Foundation, and they do, like, they work on, like, helping
people become
leaders in the Jewish community, right? So they work both in America developing Jewish community leaders, and in Israel developing political leaders. So, like, and this is what Epstein was running for Wexner, was this organization.
Really?
Yeah. So
Jewish,
like,
religious leaders? Or just leaders in a way that are Jews?
Political leaders. So
that,
like,
are Jews. They have to, one of the requirements is you have to be Jewish?
Yeah, it's a Jewish organization.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Jewish organization. Okay.
Yeah, it's
But, and then you would run to be a senator or a congressman or a governor?
So in Israel, yes, they have, like, a leadership thing where...
Oh, right.
Where
yeah, I get that.
They pull out people who are public officials already and say, okay, we're going to, you know, give you some training, and then you, those people go on to take on, like, big positions in government, right? Like, high positions.
In Israel.
Okay. Now, they also train people on different things in the States, but I don't think it's not the same as they do in Israel, right? But all I'm saying is that Epstein was directly connected to the Israeli, like, government structure, right? Through this organization, right?
All right.
So he's, like, in deep with Israeli government officials through the Wexner Foundation.
I have no idea how we got on this. You were talking about the connection between Epstein and Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how we got on.
Yeah.
But I am still curious about this island. Just, like, why would these people go there? It was a retreat of some kind? Like, it's a vacation spot for them? Because I've heard the idea, and I can see this, as in, like, talk about someone like the Clintons. Any of them. Hillary, Bill, what are the kids' names? Doesn't matter.
Chelsea.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's right.
Where can they go? They can't go to some local. They can't go to the local pub and do all kinds of debaucherous activity. Everyone's going to know them. And, like, nowadays, man, everyone's got a phone, paparazzi and whatnot.
Right.
They need specific spots to go to party and unload. And,
yeah,
lack of a better term, let their hair down.
Well,
Bohemian Grove is one of those spots. It's probably the most popular. Was the Epstein Island that way as well?
Will you tell me? Do you know what was going on the island?
I'm thinking it was, dude. Especially if there was some child sex going on. Because it seems like that's on the menu for these guys.
Well, it's definitely on the menu for Epstein, right? And the
allegation... But his job was to be a pimp. He was a pimp of 15 and under, girls and boys, and he'd get you in there. He'd get you in there with an underage.
Right.
It's a curiosity that I have. Like, how do they get them in there? Like, how do they get them in there? They had to have get them on, because I think some would be like, all right, we'll try it in a sober mind. But then there'd be some that would just be like, no, what the heck? This is fucked, dude. I got kids this age. I'm not... So they try to give them... They coerce them, or however they do it, to get them on drugs. Get them knobbed up. To cloud their judgment.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So...
You never think about anything like that?
No, well, what I think is that these elite people are at such... You know, they have so much power that they just, like, they are power tripping. So they're like, oh, I can do whatever I want. I can have sex with kids. I could, like, they just, I think for some of them, they need, like, the stimulation of, like, doing things that they're not supposed to do or that other people can't do and get away with.
Yeah.
And just getting away with it because they're so, like, powerful, right?
Yeah, it seems like I'm being too nice to them. I'm affording them all these morals, which they don't have.
Yeah.
Because they're just drunk on power.
I mean, I'm sure there's... Because the speculation by a lot of people is that Epstein's money all comes from, yeah, getting these people to do sketchy things with underage girls and then blackmailing
videotaping
them.
It. Taking a picture of it, getting videos of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then now you're on his, I guess, work list.
Right.
On that work list, but...
Yeah, now he's got influence over you. So
exactly.
If you're, like, a big politician, and, like I said, he's connected to, like, the government of Israel, so maybe he gets politicians to do certain things that are in Israel's interest, or
now,
maybe he just gets you to give them money, you know?
And a major part of it is now they can twist that knob more and more towards the max, you know?
Right.
So they will ask you to do something maybe fucked up in the way of an occultish thing, to where you do have to lead a human sacrifice or an animal sacrifice, And then it's like, dude, I'm not doing that. I'll freeze up or something like that. And then it's like, oh yeah, well, you did hook up with Tracy last month,
right?
12-year-old. What would your family think about that? And then they just do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. Did you see any of the drone footage of the island?
No.
So after Epstein died, these people went and they flew a drone onto Little St. James, and they're like taking video of what's going on the island. And in one of them, there's what looks like, through a window, you see what looks like a mattress on the floor with like a bloodied mattress, mm-hmm. as if there's some, you know, been something going on there that would involve a lot of blood coming out of something. I don't know.
So maybe they birthed. Maybe a woman gave birth. Miracle.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But
I know. Well, that fits into it as well. Is these occult behavior, which a lot of them seem to have in common, which is they corrupt children by the way of sexually abusing them. That's a common occult practice.
Right.
And it does lead into Pizzagate, leads into the Bohemian Grove.
That's
which
right.
Which was said to happen there.
Right. Yeah, so like we were saying about how this connects with so many different conspiracies.
Yeah.
Like I say Pizzagate, people were like, oh my God, you know, Pizzagate, what a weird conspiracy. These people are crazy. But here you have Epstein, who is definitely a big, elite, rich, wealthy person who is, with the help of other people, because he wasn't doing it on his own. There was Maxwell was around, and in the indictment, there's at least three other employees that are helping him, like, do this, like, pedo sex ring, right? So these rings, they do for sure happen, and Epstein shows that, right? So to say, like, oh, well, Pizzagate is like crazy, and I don't know.
Doesn't
if you
seem
wanna
that crazy after these arrests.
Exactly, exactly.
Seems like you guys are a little bashful of something.
And you don't have to go too many steps from Epstein to get into other like crazy sex rings, mm-hmm. that are known, like Wexner, who I talked about. He is in some sort of like group with Brothman and the guy from Seagram's, who runs Seagram's, another billionaire, mm-hmm. and his daughter.
The vodka company?
Right, right. And his daughter was involved in that NXIVM cult, right?
Mm.
So like, you just have to go two or three people and you're at some different elites in some different sex cult, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the idea that elite sex cults are, like, not real
is
stupid.
Oh, dude, I know. That is absolutely stupid.
You'd have to, like, be
blind. I'll never deny the existence of something like that. I'll always say, yeah, dude, I think, like, more and more people, they know, but it's too effed up for some to think about. Like, why do you think that is? Why do you think they target kids? It always seems to go in that direction. Is it Luciferian in some way? Like, do they worship Satan? Or because you have had heard that before.
Yeah, I've heard that accusation.
Yeah,
for
right.
Sure. And, I mean, it's weird that you see, like, obvious, like, weird occult religious shit around all this, you know?
It is weird.
Like
again, I gotta bring up the Bohemian Grove. We don't have to do an episode because we just talked about it so much in this podcast, but I've always just found it strange ever since I found out about it. Why is there a giant statue of an owl called Moligarch? What's the owl? Moloch?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, Moloch. Why would you have that? Like, when you go to a church, there's the cross, and there's a well-documented thing of what the cross means, what Jesus did, died, and then rose from the grave in 3 days, and all that, right? Like, it's all there for you. But with this Moligarch thing, what's the lore on it? What's the religious articles about it?
Like,
why are they worshiping that? Or not worshiping, but why is that even there? Why do they have this ceremony that they do? Why? Why?
Well, it must have some reason that's meaningful to them. I don't know.
What's the reason?
I think Moloch was in the Bible, wasn't it? Like, one of the other gods that the neighboring peoples in the Old Testament, like,
really?
Worshipped?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Or I don't know. We'd have to have our buddy...
Eric? I will ask him about that.
Yeah,
Eric Muhammad.
Ask him if he knows about Bohemian Grove.
Did I tell you that I called him that? I was like, hey, Eric Muhammad. And I saw him and he's like, well, what do you call me that? And I'm like, yeah, just your last name kind of sounds similar. And he's like, well, he's a false prophet. And I was like, yeah. All right, man. Just messing around. But
he's
beautiful. He's
this,
beautiful.
This is a
beautiful
cool
man.
Digression, and I haven't...
I didn't say his last name. I didn't say his actual last name.
No. Obviously, nobody except for... I mean, who knows who's going to even listen to this? Maybe nobody, but so they won't know who we're talking about. But he was trying to tell me about the flat Earth,
because
he's a biblical literalist.
Oh yeah.
So, anyways, that's off topic. I think Moloch's from the Bible is all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I'd be interested to find that out myself, because I've just ever since I found out about the Bohemian Grove Pizzagate, I've just thought it strange that, like, what are these beliefs?
Yeah.
Again, I'll say Alex Jones says they're like druidic beliefs. They're beliefs that were, well, I guess, from where you and me come from, our ancestors. They're like Celtic, druidic beliefs of like tree gods and animal gods, and they would engage in like child sacrifice, animal sacrifice. They would, yeah, that was common practice.
Yeah.
I watched something recently on the Stonehenge, the Midsummer. Have you ever heard of something like that?
Oh yeah, it wasn't from the same director who did that.
What, you mean the horror movie?
No, isn't that like a sequel to The Wicker Man?
Is it?
What horror movie are you thinking of?
Midsummer.
Oh, is that what it's called? Midsummer?
Yeah. It was.
Well, isn't that an actual thing that's documented with the Stonehenge? Is that the Celts? Would you call them Celts? What do you call them?
For Stonehenge, in the context of Stonehenge,
I
guess they would have
been
Druids.
Well, it's before when the Romans... Yeah, Druids. It's before... And then the Romans showed up in England.
Right.
And brought the Roman Catholic Church... And that had an effect on everything.
Yeah, it did.
Historical digress. So, yeah, it's just that's always just been on my mind. Like, what is this?
What?
And the sigil of the Bohemian Grove, and it says weaving spiders come not here. And
I think,
why are they so secretive about it too? Why can't you get, when you want like a whole army of people on board with you for this religion? Even if it is dark?
No, I feel like these people, elite people, some of them at least, the kind of people that we're talking about that engage in, like, all this gross shit, probably want to put themselves apart from everybody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to worship the same gods as you and me, right? They're not going to go to a Christian church. Or I mean, they'll probably go to keep up appearances, but they're gonna have their secret cult church,
okay,
on the side, just to be part of, like, you know.
I see. No, I got you, man.
You know,
I'm serious.
It probably runs in parallel with the.
I could see that,
top,
and I think,
right?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I think that could be definitely some truth to that factor.
So,
and they just get addicted to that kind of thing, like, oh, Christianity or even Islam or I guess Buddhism. Like, that's meant for the cattle, the
right,
sheep. That's
right.
Not meant for the more high ranks like me and Epstein.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we mention all the people that, or some of the people that he's connected to, like, elite people? Epstein, I mean.
Well, obviously the Clintons. Everyone's seen that photograph of him and Bill Clinton. I think it was on the airplane.
Yeah,
because that's how he would get him to the island, wouldn't he? He would arrange for like a private jet.
So I don't know about Clinton's trips to the island. The trip that I know most about is, so he went on a tour of Africa on Epstein's plane with Kevin Spacey and Chris Tucker. So there's pictures of that.
Chris Tucker?
Yeah, Chris Tucker was on the plane too, and I don't want to throw Chris Tucker under the bus because, like I said, Chris Tucker's pretty cool.
I know.
And
when you get into these conspiracy theories and people that you, because I don't fucking care. Kevin Spacey's okay. I never thought of him that much.
Well, I'm just gonna say that I love Kevin Spacey and all his works, and I don't want to end up like the people who have accused him of sex shit, you know, and met untimely death.
My favorite movie that he's done probably is Seven. That he did it pretty good, but I never really got into that House of Cards.
Did you like American Beauty?
Usual Suspects was okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Staying corrected. American Beauty was his best movie. So yeah, I think I know what you're saying. If you are saying this, that a name pops up, you're like, Bill Clinton, don't like that guy. Hillary, oh yeah, fuck her. Kevin Spacey, oh dude, come on. This is bullshit. Fuck this whole theory.
Well, when it comes to the Clintons, like, it's so weird. Like, I don't know. For me, I don't think that I know any sex criminals, but then I look at Hillary Clinton and her husband has been accused of rape and definitely abused his power to have sex with an intern. She wasn't like her campaign manager or whatever. What's his face? Wiener?
Anthony Weiner? Anthony Weiner?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's connected to Clinton somehow, isn't he? Like, his wife was, is like Hillary Clinton's closest friend or something like that, I think. Anyways, so Anthony Weiner.
I heard Steven Spielberg visited the island.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Spielberg's he's a weird one, dude.
Oh, yeah? What have you heard about Spielberg?
Did you see recently what happened with his adopted daughter? She wants to get into porn.
Oh, no.
I did hear that.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, you are the adopted daughter of one of the most successful, richest guys to ever live. The most famous directors in all of Hollywood. And she just... And she married a 50-year-old professional darts player.
Oh, yeah.
And you look at the guy, and he looks like he belongs in some greasy biker dive bar.
All right.
I'm sure he's probably a nice guy. I've never gotten into darts. But it's just like... Okay, you chose him. Definitely seems like got some issues going upstairs. Nothing that could be worked out in a couple therapy sessions a week, I'm sure. And it just, you just gotta think, like, why?
So
you've had it all. You had, how effed up, like, why are you, what's your desire to want to do this stuff?
Yeah. Well,
didn't Spielberg raise your right?
I mean, we could I don't want to make accusations of Spielberg because Jaws was great, but
he's made good movies.
Lots of good movies.
Yeah, War of the Worlds.
What, the one with Tom Cruise?
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was alright.
Too mainstream.
Well, I'm a classic movie guy, so...
Yeah, no, I love it. I have a poster of Jaws. I have the one that everyone has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean,
so anyway, he was at the island, and that kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
I could see him dabbling. Like the idea is that she was sexually abused, maybe by Spielberg or who knows by who. That's why she is making all these very strange, mentally unhealthy decisions.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense, right? Like. people do weird sex shit to you, and then later on you do weird sex shit. Right?
Yeah, that's a classic symptom.
Yeah, so
of someone that was sexually abused as a child.
Just because we don't know that she's being sexually abused by anybody or by Spielberg.
Isn't that the thing that everyone says, though, is we see the symptom happen in so many different, you could probably, like, 40% of women that are in pornography have been sexually abused as a child. So it applies to them, but we can't apply it to Spielberg and his adopted daughter because of his influence and power.
I'm not saying that.
It's just
bad speculation and added to.
No, I know you're not.
If it was a known child predator like Epstein, then you start to, you know, see smoke. You know, so maybe there's a fire there. I don't know.
All right. Well, Spielberg, he visited the island.
Okay.
That's who I. Who else? Who do you?
Well, there's Trump too.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because you guys told me about that, and I liked what I heard, that he hung out with the kitchen staff.
That's what I heard, is that he went to the island and instead of hanging out with...
I'd like to know who else did that, because I could see some other celebrities just getting there, like they get some people in their ear that tell them they have to go there, because it's a hot spot, like a lot of... there's some party going on there. And they're there, and they're just kind of like, this is kind of fucked up. I'm going to go over here and just, like, hang out with, I don't know, I'm going to hang out with my security team or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably plenty of people like that, right? Like,
Trump's one of them?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe he did sketchy stuff, too.
So where did you hear that he hung out with the kitchen staff?
I probably heard it from Dawson. So, like...
Oh, nice. Ryan Dawson?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So maybe just in terms of if anybody's interested in the Epstein story, like Ryan Dawson at Anti-Neocon Report has done lots of good reporting on it. Whitney Webb at Mint Press.
Great.
New York Post did a lot of coverage on the Epstein thing. Those are good people to check out.
All right. So I think we've established that, you know, bad guy. Very bad guy.
Yeah. Sex predator, possible blackmailer, possible influence peddler, or probable influence peddler. And ruined the economy with sketchy financial shit.
Man.
And there's other financial shit, too. Like,
just
I just mentioned
that.
It
goes on and on,
like,
and on, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, how about him dying? What do you think about that?
Oh. What do I think about it? Okay. So he gets into prison, very small cell. He's under witness protection and suicide watch. Suicide watch meaning it's probable that he will kill himself.
Yeah, so there was...
So we got to watch him to make sure he doesn't, so he can receive justice.
Right.
That's what suicide watch is.
Yeah, so there was an incident where they found him lying in his... cell with injuries to his neck, and that's why he got put on suicide watch, because they said...
Oh, really?
That
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that was July 26th or something like that, 27th. That was 24th.
Yeah, and his cellmate, Nicholas Tatonanini.
Yeah, he was like an ex-cop or something, right?
Yeah.
So do you know what he was in the jail for?
Yeah, there was some... He is accused of manslaughter or murder of four drug dealers. He was an undercover cop.
Okay.
Wasn't he?
Am I telling you or are you asking? Yeah, I'm asking you, because I thought that he was some sort of cop.
Undercover cop, and there was some things going on to where he may have killed these four drug dealers. And he wasn't supposed to do that, obviously, because I guess he does have to abide by some level of law because he's undercover. Or there was, maybe he could have done something, never did. Like, there's some level of corruption going on. So where he's saying he's undercover, but he's actually paid by drug lords of some kind. Are we bringing him up because we want to talk about how this guy looks?
Why? How does it look?
You haven't seen a picture of him?
I did see a picture of him, but I want to hear why you're...
Dude, he looks like Rocky 4.0. He looks like the mega version of Rocky. Like, if you went to prison, and it's that classic scene, right, of the screw behind you. Right down there. And open up cell number 3, and you got your blankets, your pillow, and your prison uniform. Close cell number 3, and then this guy's like sitting there waiting for you. You'd be like, holy frig. The rumors are true.
Yeah, he did look like a unit.
This is either going to go really bad or really good. Like, just...
What's that mean?
Well, either you're going to be his sex slave, or you'll become his buddy because he's well-connected.
Oh, okay.
Because of the size and the, I would think, charisma of this guy, if he was an undercover police officer.
Right.
He's going to be well-connected, and you're his cellmate, so you guys become friends, and then him and his little cholos start offering security for you. Like, that guy's mine. He's with me.
Right.
You're not familiar with prison politics? You haven't watched any documentaries?
I've not been to prison, I'll tell you that. Well,
I've never been to prison either.
So I don't know. I can't say anything.
Well, nowadays, man, it's as if you can go to prison nowadays, all the information about it.
I mean, I watched...
Shawshank Redemption?
I did see Shawshank. Was that Spielberg, too? No.
Oh, that was...
book.
Yeah, it's a Stephen King book, yeah. It was some guy, though. I don't know the name.
Anyways, good movie. Tim Robbins.
Were you going to say The Green Mile?
I seen that one, too.
Dead man walking on a green mile.
is that Tom Hanks is in that, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he's got coronavirus on.
Yeah, I heard that. What the?
By the time anybody hears this, he might be dead from the coronavirus. How about that?
Mm-hmm. You know what? The way he acted at the Golden Globes, you know, what can I say, dude? Bad things happen to bad people sometimes.
I didn't watch the Golden Globes.
You didn't see you didn't see the Gervais?
Oh,
dude,
I saw clips
you're
of Gervais.
Supposed to be the conspiracy guy here.
I saw the clips of Gervais, so
yeah,
do you want to explain what happened at the Golden Globes? In case anybody doesn't know?
I think most people, well, you do know. You know about the speech Gervais gave, Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Did you see Tom Hanks' facial expressions during it, though?
You know what?
He looked like oh, no, you're saying, you're talking about something you shouldn't. You look like a kid that's, like, down to the principal's office. Mm. You can rely on me to keep the secret.
Do we think Tom Hanks is in one of these black books?
Could be, dude. Could be. I don't trust anyone right now, especially with that corona thing.
Yeah. For sure. So, he's in this jail cell, Epstein, with this police guy that may or may not have killed a few people and buried them. And he has his we're told that he had a suicide attempt, right? And that's why he goes on a suicide
yeah,
watch.
With this...
So he's on suicide
with Rocky,
watch.
With Rocky, mega version Rocky.
Yeah. Okay, so 4. What happens 0. After the suicide watch?
Apparently he tries to kill himself, and people in the jail say that they can hear him screaming, and this cellmate saves him. Now I'm doing quotation marks with my fingers.
Okay.
Saves him. The idea is that he was trying to kill him, and Epstein was making too much noise, so he had to stop.
I see. Now, I looked for reports of this today, because I had heard this too, that when this July 24th incident with the apparent suicide attempt by Epstein, that he had been heard shouting for help, or that he had claimed that someone attacked him, right? Is that what you heard?
No.
Oh, okay. Now, that's what I thought I had
I didn't
heard,
hear that
and
he,
then I couldn't
I heard
find...
he was screaming for help, but I didn't hear that he claimed someone attacked him.
Oh, okay. So I just couldn't find corroboration.
Okay, so then this guy, Nicholas, said he brought the guard's attention to Epstein trying to kill himself. And then he said, yeah, he was trying to hang himself.
Oh, okay.
But it's thought that Nicholas was trying to kill him.
Right, right.
So then, when he was still continued to be on suicide watch, he was out of the cell. They took Nicholas Tertoltanani out of the cell. I don't know where he was. Do you guys know? Doesn't matter.
They removed him from the cell.
Yeah, he's out. So it's Epstein in there alone.
The thing is with that, yeah, he's not supposed to be alone, right? Because, like you're saying, if that's...
Yeah.
That...
So we got he's that.
To have a cellmate so that if he tries to kill himself, having been on suicide watch, that somebody could say, hey, guards, get in here, he's trying to kill himself, right? Like, you can't really hang yourself in a little cell with some other guy watching you without their help, right?
Totally. You know. It's like, this is so ridiculous. But
so he's supposed to have
So we got that. He's supposed to have a cellmate, and that's, I would think, a major part of being on suicide watch is you always have a cellmate with you, because as you just said, that's going to help with things. So he's out. We got that. The guys were on a lunch break or a piss break or something like that. The people that were supposed to be monitoring him were not. Lunch break? I don't know.
Yeah, so...
They weren't monitoring.
Two guards that are... And they're supposed to check on him every half hour, apparently. That's what I saw in the report. So it was like that the... Because he had just come off suicide watch. Which, by the way, why did they take him off suicide watch in the first place? But...
And all the cameras went down.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's another... It's really funny if you look into the camera thing, because there's tons of, for whatever reason, a lot of, like fact-check websites and skeptical websites all, like, really, like, pounced on the fucking... the camera's malfunction claim. Because it came out right away. There was a guy on scene at the MCC the day that Epstein died, and he tweeted, hey, the camera's... You know, there was a problem with the cameras. And that was all anybody heard about it, and people started saying it. And then all these sites came out and they said, yeah, you can even still go, they're still up. Like, you can go see everybody saying, like, oh no, this is fake news. There was no problem with the cameras. There's no evidence of this camera problem, right?
Mm.
But then it later did come out that, yeah, there is at least one camera that was near his cell. Not in the cell, but, like, outside. That... would see the door of a cell where the footage was unusable and it was sent to the FBI or whatever. So it is true, yeah, that there was problems with at least one camera. There's another camera, apparently, that has some sort of footage of something, but yeah.
Where's the tape for that?
Apparently all the tapes went to the FBI at Quantico or whatever.
Okay, so all these things just, like, cosmically, conveniently... put that on a shirt, cosmically conveniently, but all those things just fall into place so well, and in that time he kills himself. He hung himself.
Yeah.
With 7 different prison uniforms, like that orange jumpsuit that they give you in prison.
Oh, is that what he's meant to?
Yeah, it's cloth.
Yeah. Okay.
And he just tied the noose on the bedpost. And right. hung himself with it.
Now, from what I heard, this bed, like, the bedposts aren't very high off the ground either. Like I heard that, like, he would have to get into some very strange, like, an awkward position and hold himself there to mm-hmm. to hang himself.
Absolutely.
So
very strange indeed.
It's all weird. Yeah. So, like, it's a
in the autopsy, you know, as is with the with JFK. There's a lot of things surrounding the autopsy as well. Have you heard that we're not even sure if it is Epstein? Mm-hmm. What they're showing is Epstein. The ear. Have you heard of that? The ear.
Yeah.
Apparently the ear is as in like your fingerprint. Everyone has a unique ear pattern, I guess, or ear lobe. Not an ear lobe, but just the inner webbings of your ear. Mm-hmm. And the ear on Epstein's dead body is way off compared to his actual, because there's a picture of the side of his ear when he's alive, and imagine, right. Like, this is Epstein's left ear when he's alive, this is his left ear, and the webbing of the ear is askew compared to when he was alive. So you got that.
Okay.
The scarring on his neck does not look like when someone will hang themselves, and they show pictures of people that have actually hanged themselves with a rope. It's another thing. There's never been a hanging, not that I have heard, from someone using cloth. And that's what these prison uniforms are made out of. Cloth, cotton.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know too much about physics or medicine or anything, so I can't really, judge for myself whether you could hang yourself like that. But that's what I've heard, too, is, the things that he had available. And you would think that this would be...
Why did you have 7 prison uniforms? How was he able to get that?
Well, that's the other thing. Why is his prison, his cell, in the state that it was? Because they did that 60 Minutes walkthrough where they were allowed to take pictures of the cell, and he's got all these different things in his cell. 7 uniforms that he can kill himself with. Mm-hmm. He's got, a CPAP machine and all sorts of different things.
He had a pen, too.
Right, right.
That he wrote a note with. Yeah. I forget what the note said. It said something about bugs crawling on him, and he doesn't like it. It's no fun.
Is that what it said? I'm pretty sure it said no fun.
Okay, so who wrote that? Who thought, you know what, this will make it look real? We'll say no fun, bugs were crawling on me. Oh, dude, he killed himself. Because no one writes something that retarded on a note. Just, they're not even trying. Back in the JFK days, right? They at least tried a little bit to make you think. But nowadays...
It's funny that you mentioned JFK, because there's a JFK connection to this too, right? Because the
autopsy.
Yeah, because of the autopsy. The apparently the family requested that this Michael Baden, this famous... what do you call those medical people who do...
In the morgue.
An undertaker?
Mm-mm.
A surgeon? I don't know.
What?
The guy who examines a dead body and determines the cause of death?
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So he's the one who did this second autopsy, and it's been going around saying, the bones in the neck don't look right for hanging yourself. They look like something else, right? Like you were killed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he's going around saying all that. But he... was also on the House Select Committee for assassinations. So he was the guy who... He was on the team that co-signed the magic bullet thing.
Really?
In the 70s, yeah.
Man, it just gets weirder and weirder.
You know what I mean?
It?
It touches on all the, conspiracies. It's weird. It's you couldn't weave it in any more. And I don't know what that means. But
well, there's notes that he's not even dead.
I've heard people saying that theory too. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's very
that,
cool, right?
That body they gave is created with prosthetics, which nowadays you'd have to get used to something like that, because nowadays with makeup, did you see Black Mask and what they were Black Mass and what they were able to do with Johnny Depp? Make him into Whitey Bulger.
No, I didn't see it.
Or a Tim Burton movie. Like the makeup artist he's going to have on them. I'm just saying, there's some skilled people out there.
Yeah. What I heard was that they pulled in some body double. That there was some... Actually,
oh.
I thought... Did you hear
so
the
that's
one?
A live person? Just with their eyes closed?
No, it's a dead person. I heard that... what did I hear? Something like... Hillary Clinton had some relatives that died around the same time, and that they switched the bodies with him or something like that.
Hmm.
I don't know, but
what the hell are you reading?
I don't even remember the details, but that's what I heard.
Well, his wife, Jillian Maxwell, that's his wife.
She's described as his girlfriend in some articles.
Okay.
But I don't know that they actually were a couple, or if they were accomplices, or she's his handler.
Both.
You
both.
Know.
Yeah.
All right. So she's still, she hasn't been captured yet.
Yeah.
And she's wanted for some involvement in this?
Well, you'd think people would want to ask her about being involved, considering that she is answering the door when, like, people are showing up at the Epstein mansions and then getting, like, you know, sexually assaulted by him.
And we were talking about this before. There's a photograph of her in Chicago at a burger shop about to take a chunk out of a burger. She's like this. She got the burger up to her mouth. And she's reading what's public information, but it's a manual generated by the CIA for people that are going to spy for the CIA.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what the book was, but it was some sort of spying book. Like, it was by
You're
a
saying
spy
that, that photo is fake?
It's not a fake photo, but from what I heard, and I don't know this for sure, but I heard that the photo, because it was released, like, right after Epstein died. Not, like, immediately after, but in the first, what, couple weeks or months, when all of this was at its height, its peak of, like, being in the news. And, but I heard that the photo wasn't, it's not like, oh, I snapped a selfie and then I uploaded the photo to Twitter or whatever. It's like, somebody uploaded that photo for her or for some other reason. And
yeah,
you know,
because it's really strange that she's reading that and while she's eating a cheeseburger. Like, come on, that's weird.
Right. And there was weird there were weird cryptic messages on the Amazon review under her name for that book. If you go and look, I don't mm-hmm. know if they're still there, but that's what was reported at the time.
Yeah, so you know, it's just one of those things where you just have to use logic and just be an adult about these kinds of things. Don't be some naive teenager or child. He didn't kill himself. Someone killed him. It happens all the time. I wanted to name drop this other dude I looked up on just from researching Epstein, a guy named Gary Webb.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You heard
yeah,
that
Gary
name?
Webb, yeah, yeah. I heard
so that. You know what happened to him and what he was doing?
That was the guy who was the CIA bringing in the drugs.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
just giving a few people to distribute cocaine throughout neighborhoods in Los Angeles.
Right.
And that was around the time when Nixon was hammering down these big-time drug laws. The war on drugs
right.
was being declared. And the CIA was giving cocaine to be distributed to, as I said, throughout neighborhoods within Los Angeles. It's just one of the towns. But and this dude, Gary Webb, was just saying it because, like, obviously that's a huge story. And he mysteriously kills himself by shooting himself in the back of the head twice. Like, and that's what I mean. Like, can we be adults about this and not some naive children?
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
How do... If someone's going to kill themselves, and that does happen... I haven't seen any video of it, but I... anyway. The most common thing that you would do with a gun is put it in your mouth and pull the trigger. So the bullet goes through the top of your head and everything comes out. But this guy's thinking, I want to be unique. I want my suicide to be unique in some way. So I'm going to, like, put it to the back of my head and reach around there, do some kind of yoga. Like, you'd have to have some kind of... How do you get a gun to the back of your head with a barrel that... And pull the trigger two times. So number one doesn't work. You still got enough consciousness and strength in your arms to pull the trigger again. I'm some charged lawyer in some courtroom, like, really, you know what I mean? Like, that's the direction I'm going in. But, like, this is ridiculous. Someone killed him, obviously. And it's the same with Epstein.
Right.
Someone broke into his cell and killed him. Or he's escaped. And who knows where he is. And that's not really his body.
I mean, I agree that he probably didn't hang himself in there. I think he's dead anyway, either way, but... And honestly, I think Maxwell's dead, too. I think they iced her, too. And that's why nobody's seen her. It just is, there's like all sketchy reports like oh, she's in a safe house in Israel or whatever, that was reported by a bunch of places, but it's all like anonymously sourced like reports. Like they don't ever say why they think that that's the case, and I don't know, it just seems weird that she just fell off the face of the earth like right after he died. I feel like they
shows the cockiness of these people.
Yeah.
Whoever is in the deep state, that they can just do this and people will be afraid to do something or just go, well, that, you know, it's easier if I can just continue with my day job and my menial tasks, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, like I was talking to a buddy of mine about it today, and I said that we were going to do a podcast on it today, and he got all excited. He's like, "You have a podcast?" Some people are like that, eh? When they're like, you say podcast, and they're like, "Whoa, dude." Because I think when you say that to them, they think about Joe Rogan with this huge, beautiful, real wood table in this awesome studio. Joe Rogan's pretty good, but he's got a really cool studio, wouldn't you guys say?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So people think about that, and then you got to be like, nah, dude, it's not what you think. It's just like three microphones attached to a laptop, so, or two microphones rather. But
yeah,
in Carrie's kitchen. Yeah, dining room. So, and he said that, like I said, we're just going to be talking about how Epstein didn't kill himself. And he's like, oh, yeah. And then he goes, well, I think like 99.9% of people know that he didn't kill himself.
Well, and I'm like, oh,
really? You think that number's accurate?
I think that meme spread really well.
I used to not like it, but now I do. I think it's a good way of... always keeping the information out there. Like it's Sam Tripoli, who all three of us really like, he says, and I agree, keep score, dude. And this is a big one to keep score on, because this is another thing that they'll always try to do, is make you forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't ever. And I think the memes are a good way of doing that. Like, you guys probably have seen them. One of the big ones was the I can't believe it's not butter. I can't believe Epstein killed himself.
I maybe saw it.
What ones have you seen?
Oh, I mean, when I said meme just now, I just mean the idea that he didn't kill himself was something that the general public seemed to pick up. You know, it wasn't just like people on Poll or on r-conspiracy saying that. Like, that was like a question in mainstream news. Like, people
don't you think it's strange though how mainstream this got, and how it was there and now it's not there. Like 60 minutes is huge, dude. 60 minutes Australia did they do a whole episode on it? I know they just do segments of things.
They did a whole interview with what's her face, the Roberts girl.
Yeah,
so that's an interesting point, too, is that there is part of me that's like, it seems sketchy, like, part of the even conspiracy side of it seems sketchy, like, Baden is like, Michael Baden, the guy that did the autopsy and is going around on TV saying, like, oh no, because the bones in his neck, he definitely didn't kill himself. Like, he seems like a fixer, you know, that they bring in to, like, clean things up, right? So it seems weird to me that
he'd have the opposite opinion, because he's saying that
right
opposite of what you would think he would say.
Yeah, I'm suspicious of him, and I wonder why he's out there saying, like, spreading the conspiracy, you know what I mean? Or the idea that it's a conspiracy. Like, there's part of me that's like, why is this, like, idea not being repressed.
I know. I know what you're saying. I've wondered that myself. This, I think, applies to how Epstein didn't kill himself, but like, how are conspiracy theories becoming more and more mainstream? You know, I think it was just like 10 years ago that you'd have to go kind of off the grid of the internet to really get on the conspiracy train.
Right.
And it could be just because the total brazen activity of censorship. Like, if I can say Alex Jones in a way that he's been banned, and you guys probably all saw that after he was banned, his viewing numbers tripled from being banned from Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all in the same day. So it's like that had tripled his numbers. You know, I forget where I was going with this, but it's just, and now, like, he's, you can barely go anywhere without hearing about InfoWars and Alex Jones.
Well, I mean, I can't go anywhere without hearing about InfoWars.
I just don't know what the,
that's what I.
I don't know what the I don't know what the resolution is to all this. Like this it's because it seems like they're powerless to like keep this stuff back, because it just keeps popping up here, like again and again and again. Just something happens. And then their explanation of it is just ridiculous, and people know that it's not true. We're constantly being lied to. I think the distrust for mainstream media is lower than it's ever been, ever.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
So I'm just wondering, what's the resolution to this? Is like part of some planning? Like, how could you be so stupid with all this? Like, they're not even trying, as I kept saying throughout this entire episode. Like,
I think they're just not. I don't think that being in these elite circles that we are talking about and against, like the people that you need to distrust, they aren't as smart as you might think. It's not, yeah, they're not in their position because they're smart. They happen to be in an elite position, but they're not like super competent, you know. Like,
no, absolutely. Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah,
and that's what I was trying to say.
Right.
Nice, you got the words out for me. Nice work.
Excellent.
So,
yeah.
But, and that's something I was also thinking about on the ride over here, is they can't kill all of us, as cliche as that sounds. It's almost like a Hydra, eh? Like, you take out one guy, two more appear.
Well, you say that now, but we do live in the times of coronavirus, so there might not be anybody left to listen to this.
But I think most people do know that something strange is going on. Like, some, like, they're not on board with this cancel culture thing. They're not on board with all these people being censored. Who's the most, like, those conspiracy guys that I listen to, they don't like claim to be for any political party. They get canceled all the time from YouTube. Sam Tripoli gets, some of his videos are taken down, and he says over and over again that he's Ronin. Right, he's this samurai. What, that's like a samurai thing where you don't have any political.
All the Ronins were like the thing.
Okay.
People, but
yeah, and they're not on anyone's side but their own or something. They don't fight for the emperor.
Damn.
I don't know. Didn't they have a movie?
They just speak.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh yeah, I know.
They came from like, I don't know what country, but they came to the U.S. and they like disappeared.
And they spread the coronavirus.
Yeah, you're on that.
My mind is occupied with disease.
Yeah, and just what I want to say is I think a lot of people can see this. They're not really on board with it. They just don't know what to do. Like, how do you fight back? And maybe some people are being scared of being disciplined themselves. What if I get fired? What if I'm targeted by these people? But I think what we're doing now, just talking about this stuff and just putting it, posting it, and putting it out on the waves. You would have to seek it out, but that's how you do it, man. Just don't shut up about it.
Well, yeah, I hope so.
I always keep talking about it. Yeah, you're one of those people that doesn't think that anything good can happen. I think it can.
Oh, I agree with you, what you're saying. As a starting point, at least we need to make sure that we continue to propagate the distrust of the elites, right?
Absolutely.
So it's good that people don't trust the media right now, and they need to trust everything less. I mean, we can trust, maybe I can trust you guys,
I was talking to my brother this past week, and I have to just say that he made this point first because he's probably one of the few that will listen to this. Once you see these things, you can't unsee them. And once you hear about these things, you can't not forget about them. I guess some people may try in some way, but I can't. Like, with looking into just something as simple as how Epstein didn't kill himself, you can't unsee or unhear the kind of things that he was up to, such as child sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so fucked up. It's so dark.
Well, it's frustrating that these people don't get punished, right? You know, mm-hmm. There's not enough lampshades to hang these people from when the justice comes. But
yeah,
I mean, first things first. You know, do the podcast, people. You know.
All right. Should we get to the serious zone?
Yeah. Nice sound effects.
Yeah.
Very high production values at the Tall Grey Podcast.
Slight pause at the beginning there.
All right. But let's get serious.
Yeah. It has no merit or value now because we already just freaking. The question is, do you think Epstein killed himself?
All right. Well, seriously, I'm very doubtful that he killed himself. I think that something happened. Somebody arranged for him to be killed in prison. That's what I think about it. I don't think it's too many things coming together at once for it in that story. Like we were saying, you know, they take out his cellmate, the cameras go down, the guards are asleep. One of the guards isn't even a correctional officer for some reason. You balance that on one side with on the other side. If he has to go through this trial, all this evidence is going to come out that's going to implicate tons of powerful people. And it just seems too convenient for him to just decide, oh, well, I'm just going to hang myself in my cell. So, I don't believe that that's what happened.
Totally agree. Me as well. Like, as I said, let's be adults, for God's sake. Not these, like, naive children who are just like, well, he still could have done it. I think you're afraid to see the truth for some reason. Who knows why, but it doesn't... It's ridiculous. It's way too aligning. Yeah. And apparently he had stuff on everyone. So many people. Which adds to... supports the theory that he someone did kill him.
Yeah.
Or they just let him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've
already said a lot about it even before the serious zone, so I don't need to spend too much time in it. What do you say, Carrie?
Oh, I think he's definitely dead. Did he kill himself? No.
You don't think he killed himself?
No.
Okay. You think he's dead?
He's definitely dead, though. I don't know. Like you were saying, people think he's still alive, but I think he's dead.
So there's... So two for dead for sure, and didn't kill himself, and you're also didn't kill himself. Do you think he's dead? Or do you think that maybe he's alive? Or do you think that he's alive?
I think he's dead.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Obviously, so it's very romantic and sexy, though, to think that he could still be alive. Like Hitler. That Hitler could have escaped.
Well, that's a story for another day. We'll talk about Hitler's escape. Yeah. I don't know. get down the stairs. So.
This one was good. I know there were some dark parts in there, but you got to look at it, man. Can't be afraid of it.
Yeah.
As in just how sinister this shit gets. Because it's bad. And I know I bring it up sometimes with people, and they just don't even want to go there. I guess because just think, yeah. I was thinking of this too. You know what's worse than actually being a pedophile? Everyone thinking you're a pedophile.
No, it's worse to be a pedophile. I'm pretty sure.
What really though? Can you compare the two? Both would just suck. And as we said, he had stuff on everyone. So even if maybe you saw it, you didn't do any of it, but even just you seeing it, everyone would be like, what the heck were you doing there watching it?
You lost me.
I think we can end it now.
All right. Well, thanks to anybody who has listened to us babble about this for the last little bit.
Yeah.
And we will be back by chance, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely see it. So, good one, guys. It's a tall gray saying, the frost is on the pumpkin.